Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, If You Give a Single Dad a Nanny a Single Dad, Grumpy Sunshine, Small Town Romance is a contemporary romance novel by Anne Einarsson, and the first book in the Aspen Grove series. Published under the Kindle and Amazon ecosystem, it is positioned squarely in the popular subgenre of small town romance, combining the single dad, nanny, grumpy sunshine, opposites attract, and forced proximity frameworks. The story follows a practical emotional arc familiar to readers of this category, a guarded father, a bright and capable heroine, and a relationship shaped by everyday domestic intimacy rather than dramatic external spectacle. Its appeal lies in how it uses family life, neighborhood closeness, and romantic tension to create a low conflict but emotionally engaged reading experience. As the series opener, the book also establishes the social and romantic environment of Aspen Grove, making it both a standalone romance and a foundation for later connected stories. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the single dad and nanny setup as a built-in emotional pressure cooker. The emotional appeal of this arrangement also comes from the father's vulnerability. A single dad is usually written as competent but stretched thin, which creates sympathy without removing his authority or strength. The nanny, meanwhile, is not just a helper, but a presence who can challenge his assumptions about control, parenting, and emotional distance. This balance is what makes the trope durable. The characters need each other in different ways, and that mutual dependence gives the romance a believable foundation. Secondly, grumpy sunshine energy drives both conflict and chemistry. What makes this trope effective here is that it is tied to caregiving and family life, rather than used as a superficial personality contrast. A sunshine heroine in a domestic setting can soften a rigid household, but she can also expose the hero's blind spots. Likewise, a grumpy father's resistance gives the heroine something concrete to respond to beyond vague emotional distance. The result is a romance built on transformation through contact. Readers who enjoy this trope usually want the payoff of watching guardedness give way to tenderness, and the novel appears designed to deliver exactly that progression. Thirdly, small town setting turns private romance into a community story. For this book in particular, the small town element likely strengthens the contrast between the heroine's arrival and the hero's established life. That contrast matters because romance often depends on disruption. When the outsider enters a familiar local world, the story can explore how change is received by both the household and the wider community. Small town settings also allow for recurring supporting characters and social pressure, which can deepen emotional realism without requiring high drama. The result is a romance that feels intimate but still socially textured. Fourthly, parenthood is treated as part of romance, not separate from it. The book likely benefits from showing that romantic compatibility includes parenting compatibility. That is a significant difference from romances where external obstacles dominate, because here the major question is whether the couple can function as a unit in daily life. The nanny role intensifies this issue by placing the heroine in a caregiving position that can either reinforce trust or expose tension. This makes the novel especially suited to readers who want family-centered romance with emotional stakes rooted in responsibility, stability, and mutual care. Lastly, series launch structure suggests a wider interconnected romance world. The opening book position also affects how the story is read. It has to persuade the audience that this world is worth returning to, so it likely emphasizes recognizable trope satisfaction, a memorable couple, and a community that feels cohesive. Compared with one-off romance novels, a series opener can create a stronger sense of continuity and anticipation. For readers, that means the book offers both an immediate romantic payoff and the beginning of a broader emotional map of Aspen Grove. In conclusion, this book will most appeal to readers who already enjoy contemporary romance built around domestic intimacy, emotional contrast, and a strong sense of place. Fans of single dad stories, nanny romances, and grumpy sunshine pairings will find a familiar but effective combination here, especially because the relationship is anchored in everyday caregiving rather than only in attraction. The novel's practical value for readers is the way it delivers comfort, tension, and family-centered stakes without depending on heavy plot complexity. It also offers a clear example of how small-town romance can use community, routine, and social closeness to make a love story feel grounded. What helps it stand out within its category is its layered use of trope structure. The single dad premise adds emotional responsibility, the nanny role adds forced proximity, and the small town setting adds social texture. As a series opener, it also gives readers a reason to stay with Aspen Grove beyond one couple, which can be especially appealing to readers who like connected romance worlds and recurring relationships. If you would like to support Anne Einarsson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.